Okay, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is the Christian Army Podcast, and we are back again with another episode. And this time, we are going to be talking about faith, belief, and belief in God. And today, we have a very amazing guest here with us. They have joined us from another church, and we are very grateful to have them here. So, without wasting time, I'm going to ask us to introduce ourselves. Najua wengine wetu mmewasikia sana sana, but it doesn't harm to introduce yourself once again. Karibu sana.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm Fena Mbole from Agape Restoration, and I'm grateful to be here.
Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. I'm Rita Kubasu from New Tabernacle Victory Church. I'm humbled to be welcomed in this program.
We are very grateful to have you.
Good afternoon, good evening, guys. This is Gilbert Hangai from New Tabernacle Victory Church, and I'm very much happy and glad to be in this place. Be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Hi, guys. I'm Lorraine Abure, and this is my church, Sikangwani. Thank you.
Yes, Anthony, and I'm very happy to see all of you, especially the two of you who are not from here. Feel free to be here. You're welcome once again. Kitaka kuja anytime, you can come to Tembele. We are very grateful to have guests. And so today we are going to be talking about faith and belief in God, and spirituality, faith and belief in God. And because we are youths, you're going to tackle it from a youth's perspective. And we are going to have a few, tutaulizana maswali hapa na pale, how we think about these things. And so maybe so that we can know that we are flowing in the same page, can someone tell us what you understand by religion and spirituality? Are they same? Are they different? And then on the same note, you can also talk about faith and belief. Are they same or are they different? How do you understand these things as you're talking about? Anyone?
For me, what I can say, spirituality, it involves recognition of feeling or a sense of belief that something is better than myself.
Yeah, so basically you're saying you believe in something that is bigger than you, and you have a connection with it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's amazing, amazing. Anyone else?
Can I add to what
you said? Yeah, it's
okay. Okay, according to me, spirituality can be defined as our relationship with a supernatural being.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And do you have anything else to add on it?
Okay, I think when it comes to spirituality and religion, mm-hmm. there are two different terms.
Yeah.
And they mean differently, but they're close. And most of the time, people misuse them interchangeably. You use one in this. You use one in the place of another. Just like my colleagues have said, that it is the connection between your relationship between you and a supernatural being.
Yeah.
So when it comes to spirituality, it doesn't. We have evil spirit and God spirit according to our setup as the youths,
yeah.
who are born again. So it depends. Now spirituality in general is how you relate with the spiritual being.
Okay. Yeah.
Which you are not seeing. The religion is now some set of what can I say? Rules, some guidelines that a particular group can come up with, and they say that this is our way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in most of the churches, we have a religion that we start with praise and worship. Maybe we start with prayers, then we follow with worship, then we follow with praises is when we welcome the word. Now that is a set of rules. There is no religion.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I think we are going to engage so much more about this, and we've not talked about faith and belief, or are they the same? But thank you so much for your comment. It's very intuitive to hear from you. Faith and belief.
About faith, from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of sin of things not seen.
That's amazing.
And about belief is the acceptance of something that is true without a proof.
Yeah, so we all agree with her.
Yes.
About what she said.
Maybe just to also add on.
Yeah.
The way she has said, according to Hebrews chapter 11, that things that are not seen. In other words, I can say is, to us believers, it can be a short form or a shortcut to things we want to get. For example, I'm praying for something. For example, I'm praying for school fees.
Mm.
Then I will apply the shortcut. I tend to assume in quotes that I've seen that I'm having that school fee.
Mm.
So that is what we call faith. The shortcut that will, it is also a driving force. What will drive me to reach that goal is what is called faith. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. When you pastor? Naona kuna upako, kuna upako. When youth pastor. Come on, we see youth pastor, get prepared because it's coming. Anyway, we are very grateful. And as we talk about spirituality, faith, belief, and I believe every one of us here tunakoka.
Yes.
I'd like to assume so. So I'd like us to share just briefly about your spiritual journey. What led you to be born again? What made you to develop a spiritual connection with God? Just the journey, how it started and how it's going on for you. Maybe we can start with Rita because that would just scare sauti yako sana.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
I can say I began my
spiritual journey.
Okay, spiritual journey. I'd first got saved in 2018, but I came and backslided. I thought that sitaweza tena kujua Mungu. So I decided again to get back to born again in 2021. This is where my spiritual life began, when I was filled by the Holy Spirit. That is where I knew how to also pray, how to know things in the spiritual realm, how to have that fellowship with God, how to commune, even to have the communion with the Holy Spirit. It was not easy though, but by the help of the Holy Spirit, that's why we need the helper, who's the Holy Spirit, who helps you, who guides you and helps you in all things. Things might get tough, but he's also there to make you to walk through that journey. Even mentors, the spiritual fathers or the spiritual mother, spiritual parents there to hold your hands, to direct you, this is the way. Even they can make you to realize what you carry, who you are in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's through even the spiritual journey, it is about faith. It is about believing in God. As long as you put trust in God and you work for Him. Because in the book of Matthew, it says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all shall be added unto you. So when you follow the step, when you put yourself into working for God, into what God has called you for, He's there for you in the spiritual journey. That's how my journey.
Amen, amen. They say still waters run deep. Tulikuwa tunakuona umenyamaza tu hapa, kumbe you have, there's a deep thing that is touching. Anyway, thank you so much. You said you backslid and then you came back. So is there anything that happened that made you say, no, I just have to go back again? I'm out.
Yeah. When I backslided, I came back to the worldly things.
Mm.
I got that the worldly things were like, the worldly things could not give me what I wanted, what I needed.
Satisfaction.
Yeah, that satisfaction. I did not get the satisfaction in the worldly things. Mm. That's why now, it was a conviction, by the way. It was like, when they call people to come and get born again, I'm like, I got born again. But in my spirit, I'm like, no.
Mm.
You got born again. But that being born again, it is not what it is being shown in you now. Go and get saved. So it is a conviction of the spirit who made me to be convicted. And I got saved. I got born again. And that's amazing.
It's very nice to hear that young people, they get convicted by the Holy Spirit and they obey that commandment, because it's not very easy. People get convicted but they think, easy ni jaba or something like that. Anyway, thank you so much. Anyone who's also willing to share their journey, what impacted their spiritual journey to begin or whatever?
For me, my journey of spiritual began when I was in primary.
Wow.
In primary, around 2014 there. Isen niligonjeka kabisa. I was so sick. Singeza kwenda shule. I stayed around 1 month without going to school. On that year, we had youth conference. I used to be in PAG that time. So we went for youth conference, and that's where they were praying for people. They say, whoever wants to get saved. So I was among them. So also the challenges around me, they made me to walk in God's line. And it is also guiding me. And I say thank you to God that He is always with me in every way. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Bono.
I think also my spiritual journey began also while I was in high school. But I have to say that with me, I was born in a Christian family.
Mm.
And even right now, my mom is a Christian.
It's amazing.
And one thing I want to tell the youth even who are listening to us, or even to us, despite that being born, you are born in a born-again family, does not guarantee you that you are born again.
That's true. That's very true.
There is no connection. Actually, there is no connection between your parents serving on the altar and your spiritual life.
Mm.
So I realized that besides that, in fact, if there is, I usually tell her that if there is one of my mentors in prayer, is my mom, that woman can pray. But guess what? Still there was something that were happening to me, that were affecting me. And one thing I usually like to tell people, you know, for example, now I can tell you that, bro, nasikia kichwa kinaniuma. Unajua, you will just try to imagine, mtu akisema, kichwa kinamuma, huwa na feel aje, what is the pain? But you don't know, ujui inaniuma na hapa mbele, ama mungu kanda, ama. That is the same way with spirituality. Unajua, wakati shetani anakunyonga usiku, ama anakufanyia vitu, anakuambia aende ufanye hivi, hata kama babako ndio ni apostle. Hata kama babako ndiyo ni nani?
Mm, ni wewe peke yako.
Ni wewe peke yako.
Yeah, you understand your...
That is one thing that pushed me to begin now a personal relationship with God. I was going to church, but there were some things, there were some sins that I was still struggling with. Mm. So it was in 2018, when now I gave my life to Christ.
Amen.
Late 2017. Then I gave my life to Christ. I decided now. It was a crusade that was brought in our school then. I gave my life to Christ. Then 1 year I walked with that salvation. In 2019, after Form 4, I received the Spirit of God.
That's amazing.
Then now my life just has changed totally.
Yeah.
And after now, I thank God for everything.
Yeah, so you're 6 years strong, my five.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Okay. Unlike him, I cannot say that I was born in a family that my parents are pastors or what. I can say wokovu wangu na kujitafutia. It was a personal choice to get saved and to become what I am today. I got saved in 2017 and up to now I'm still holding on to that faith.
Yes. That's amazing. Amazing, and it's amazing to hear from both of you, because the one thing that I can get clear is that the way God calls us is usually very different. You can't expect mtu aitwe hivi kama wewe, you're born in a Christian family, so you understood these things a little bit. Yeah, maybe not so Christian, and her, it was a conviction. Yeah, it was through a problem and a necessity came. So the Lord will call you to salvation in very different ways, and it's usually very clear. Kama yeye anasema alikuwa anaenda again, anasikia, anasema hapana. So it's usually very different, and you shall just understand, hii ni Mungu ananiita. So that's amazing. As we talk about that, of late there's been very many cases of things going on, and we know this in a spiritual realm, we are being attacked. And specifically, you're talking about cults. We find that watu wanakuja, they come up with some weird organizations, some weird spiritual whatever, and they're exploiting people until inafika point enye people are ready to die for this cause, and it's very saddening, because the one person that is being attacked in the church, because these people come in the name of the church, So how do you think we should maneuver in these situations? How do you think we can understand that this is the voice of God, this one is not the voice of God, so that at least we can get protected from these cults, from these exploitations, you know, as we try to feed our spiritual beings? How can we understand what is right and what is wrong? Because I think that's the major problem that we have, especially in Kenya right now.
What I can say from the book of Hosea 4 verse 6, it says, "My people perish because of lack of knowledge." On that, people should read their Bibles so that when someone preaches to you, you know he is preaching direct from the Bible. But others are preaching because of financial gains. They have treated a church as a business. And also, they may say they want to heal your disease. That those diseases that umeenda kwa daktari uwezi pona. So ukienda hapo, they pray for you, wanakwambia they wanapona. For you to pay money also for you to be healed. So people are using these for financial gain, and also kupoteza tu. There is nothing will gain. So as Christian, we have to read our Bibles.
Amen. Thank you so much. We have to read our Bibles. Anyone else? And without mentioning names, kindly, without mentioning names. Anyone?
Okay. What I can also say, number one, we have to understand. The way she has said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And because you have ignored knowledge, I've also ignored you. That is God saying. One thing we have to get it clear, that this cult, Ajanza Leo, it is ancient. Even Jesus himself dealt with them. There is a time also Paul went in Athens and found those people worshipping unknown gods. So number one, we have to know that this thing is it ulete ile kushtuka sana. That is number one thing. And that is one of the remedy, that we have the confidence. We know that this thing there. And also Jesus is saying in Matthew chapter 24, you know, sometimes it is amazing when we see all this thing happening. Jesus said that when you see these things, know that they are signs, but it is not the end. Just know that they are showing us signs, but it is not that now the world is coming. Like when Corona came, people thought that, dunia ni kama imeisha. But look at what the Bible says, that when we see them, we just know that they are just signs, but the time is not end. It is not near. So how to go about them? Number one, we have to have the confidence, read the Bible. If I usually like to tell people this, and I must say that gospel, the word equals power. The word equals power. If you want to walk in power, if you want to walk in mysteries, if you want to walk in hidden things, read the word. The word will help you even to understand how to go about them, to understand the cult. Then there is the spirit of discernment that Jesus gave us free. The spirit of discernment will help you discern. You will know that this one is a bad doctrine. Yeah. This one is not the correct doctrine. Then you compare it to the word. If it can't be traced back to the Bible, then it is. Ata Paulo anawaambia, whatever I've taught you, stick to it. If someone comes, even an angel, don't accept. Because whatever he taught is according to the Bible. So even if someone ndiye amekuja hapa anawaambia mkunywe maji na inafanya nini, my friend, if it is according to the Bible, stick to it.
Others may say, tumia hii maji, this water can heal you, will you be successful. See,
it's just a matter of manipulation. Then what I've said, that this bit of discernment, you will, believe me, you will be given freely if you ask, because the Bible says if you ask. I was sharing with her yesterday that the spirit of discernment has really helped me so much. I have to say, there is a time I can just be sitting like with you like this, bro, and I just know everything about you. And sometimes I can just be quiet. Sometimes I can tell you.
It should be discernment with wisdom.
Discernment with wisdom. Yeah, thank you so much. Wisdom also. Yeah. Salvation minus wisdom is not salvation. It is not enough. I can be in a place, I can enter a place. Then I tell God, God just tells me, be like this, behave like this. Don't take, I tell you, there is a place I even went, the Spirit told me don't eat. I never took that food. The Spirit of discernment.
Yeah.
Believe me, you, I can, naweza kutana mtu wa cult hapa, hapa nje. Nakwambia tu, ah, huyu mtu, kuna venye. Kuna venye.
Kingdom is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is that, but this thing you can get it because the Bible, even me, I never used to have them. But I prayed, I decided that God, I need the Spirit of discernment. And as a youth, that one will help you a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Tuendelee ama tusiendelee. Yeah, so that's
to
very
add
nice
on
to hear
for that. And also, we have to pray so that we may not be. You may not be able to find those cards. Yeah, always pray.
Yeah, thank you so much. Uko na kitu
kusema?
Kama kawaida, huwezi kosa kitu ya kusema.
Okay, and I think also nowadays people are really soaked into religion as compared to spirituality. Watu wanafuata sana sheria za kanisa, the rules set up in the church, kushinda kuwa na relationship na Mungu. Nani understand?
Nakuelewa kabisa.
Okay.
Yeah, so we should, because that Bible inatuambia, Jesus freed us from the law, and the moment you find yourself, you're keeping yourself, you're adhering to the laws more than what the Bible says, because the Bible exempts us from the law. I think it's Colossians. Unasema kwamba, the moment unapata you're adhering to the laws, then those ones serve you. They don't. It's not serving God. So we should work on developing that connection with God by reading the Bible and praying and making ourselves equipped to the world. And that's how we get wisdom. That's how we get knowledge. Because like she said, we perish because of lack of wisdom. I mean lack of knowledge. And James chapter 1 in Asema, if you lack knowledge, ask for me. I'll give you as long as you ask without doubting. And kama vinyi pia alisema, si ati imeanza juzi, so tusishtuke. Kwa zoto wameshtuka sana di unashanga. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus was saying that beware of the false prophet. They come beleyenu as sheep, but they are wolves inside. So it's not something that inanza juzi, ilianza kitambo sana, and it's itakuwa hapa. So the thing that we have to do tunakubaliana is the word, discernment. We pray for knowledge, we pray for wisdom to tamanuva through all this. And tumeongelea about spirituality sana. We see the faith is not part of spirituality, but let's dive into this issue of faith. And as sorted, we know of this saying that faith can be able to move mountains. So I think I manishi literally, but in manisha you can do great things if you have just a little faith. And I was asking myself, kuna point in yeneza fika, you just tell yourself this one cannot work. Like, is there any limit in faith? Is there anything that faith cannot do in layman words?
No. Mm-hmm. There must be no limitation in having faith. From the book of John 14 verse 1, Jesus said, you believe in God and also believe in me. So in everything, in every situation, you don't have to put limit in having faith in God.
Mm. So faith has no limitations.
Yes, I also think faith has no limitation. Mind it to turn the words and to limit. No,
yeah. Hiki
tu inawezekana kweli. But that is the devil working behind it.
Behind the scenes.
But there's no limitation to faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so our mind.
Mm.
Yeah. To add on that, I can say that there is no limitations in faith. Let me say that you are walking in the grace of healing, upate mgonjwa, she or he is not born again, but I'm born again. But through the faith that he or she has, hata kama hayuko born again, through that faith, anapona. So there's no limitation.
So,
faith has no limitation, just the same they have said. Even according to the Bible, we have read of people, the giants of faith, the likes of Abraham, the likes of Job. But just allow me in 1 minute to clarify something that may seem that our faith is limited. Sometimes what happens, okay, faith is not limited, but sometimes what happens is the test of our faith. Sometimes your faith can
preach,
be tested.
Preach it, sir.
Sometimes your faith can be tested. Yeah. In fact, let me tell you, the faith that can't be tested can't be believed.
Yeah.
The moment you say, I believe, that your faith must be tested. It is God who introduced Satan to Job. In fact, Job, Satan yakukua na shughuli na Job. Mm. Ni Mungu alimuuliza, have you considered my servant, Job?
You considered my servant. Yeah, I remember.
So, in other words, God is the one who was trying to test that faith. So sometimes it is taking us back to what we have said, the discernment and being prayerful and reading the word, so that we can able to distinguish and know that my faith is not limited, but now this one is a test of faith. This my faith is being tested. Yes, you are praying for a child. For example, those who are in marriage, you are praying for a child. That first God will test you. Sometimes, let me put it in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are praying for sugar, for example. You are praying for sugar.
Sukari.
Uh-huh. Mungu atakuletea kama ladha imetoka. Hata kama amekupatia sasa. Unasema tu, okay, anyway, wacha tu ikiju. Sometimes you can be praying for an iPhone. For example, a simu tu. Mungu anakuletea sasa. At that time, when now you have no need of it so much.
Mm.
That is now the case.
Ama latest imetokea.
Saizi kuna come on 19 na siji 20 imefika.
Huyu ni iPhone na ile imefika come on.
Unasema nataka ile come on, nataka ile. Then kuna vitu tu zinafanyika hapa. Know that your faith is limited. No, your faith is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
But kuna vitu zitafanyika hapa so that God can tell you that nikikupatia hii iPhone, will you be faithful? Will you be? Like, how comes Mungu anampatia Abraham, the only one son? Deo anamwambia tena, nimlete huyo mtoto wako. How come? That was the test of faith. So, our faith is not limited, but sometimes it seems as if it is limited because of the things. It's been tested.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Mm.
Let us keep our faith in God. Even if things may turn around, even if you may not have a job, keep your trust in Him. Let us wait. See, atu nakimbiza tu vitu. Atu wana ifanyiki. Let me try another way. Let us not be shaken, but let us keep our faith in God.
Mm. Thank you so much. That's just amazing to hear from you guys. Wow. Ningepata wapi? Mnaweza patikana siku nyingine tena. Thank you so much. We'll be very happy to have you. And as we are talking about testing of our faith, has any one of us here, because we had a season one, we are talking about definitions and understanding these things, and then part two, we are more of experiences than how you understand. So is there any of us when ulikuwa to point you witnessed your faith tested? If you fail, it's okay, that's human. If you managed, you can share with us too, so that because kuna mtu mahali maybe anapitia kitu unapitia sahi, you can share with us so that we can build ourselves from there.
Okay, let me start by saying this. Number one, you have to know, the way I've said, the moment you say believe, you must be tested.
That's true.
So, as the born-again Christians, I say the believers, especially those who are in active ministry, in the pulpit ministry, or just say any active ministry.
Wait, so there's passive ministry?
Yeah, there's passive ministry and active ministry.
Thank you so much.
Passive ministry, you know, average believer. Yeah, atakuja, aombewe, asomewe Bible, arudi aseme amebarikiwa. Then kuna yule
active minister.
Anaingia hapa na shachukua. Yeye ni Asha sijui present worship. So that one.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay, there is something you said that amazed me, that you asked me if I'm a pastor.
Mm.
I want to tell you, honestly speaking,
mm.
The grace that of God that is upon my life. That is how it works. It works. That grace is working.
Mm.
And I know you are somehow amazed at the words, how I'm producing them.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly speaking, you are not the first person to see that.
Mm.
So in other words, most of the time I've been going to minister, I've been going to different places. And every time God is using me, must be a temptation, the test of faith.
Mm.
For example, I will tell you.
Yeah, example. Yeah. Apo sasa ndio tumengoja.
Oh, sana. Asante. Asante. For example, I do interpretation by the grace of God.
Interpretation of the word ama tongue.
Both. So sometimes you find that I'm just interpreting the word, the speaking and I'm interpreting. Mm. Then kuna tu mdada hapo. I must say that.
That's very human, baby. That's true.
Because kuna tu mdada hapo. But it is something that has affected me so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, the way I've said, most of the time, and my God.
Mudada.
Mudada too. So after that, atakuja, oh bro, thank you so much. You really blessed me. May God bless you. But if you have the discernment spirit, you just know this one is genuine, this one is not genuine.
Mm.
I will know.
So most of the times you maneuvered through.
Yeah, most of the time I've maneuvered. Mm. I've maneuvered because at a time you will just see that. Atakuwa anakuja, but there is some intention.
Mm.
That is now you are being tested. The devil is now trying to find a loophole that can I approach in this way? And again, another test is the men of God. I have to say that respectfully, saying
respectfully, yeah.
They are men of God that are not men of God. And one thing you have to know as a young believer who is growing up, the way we are, these men of God, they have that ability to make you grow or to abort whatever you have. The grace that you have, they have the ability to make it grow or to terminate it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they will use you. They only drink whatever you have. After that, they love you. Mm. Some of them, they have the ability to use you. And one thing you have to know, in the spiritual realm is very funny.
Mm.
In the spiritual realm, we collect things by giving. We collect things by giving out. Like now, I'm collecting things. I'm speaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm giving out whatever the spirit wants us to hear. But in real sense, I'm also gaining because I'm also learning. So the moment you are serving in the pulpit, there are men of God, they will see you. They have approached me. Oh, you have a very good grace. You are anointed. Can you come and
minister.
Yes, but not every altar is according is God's altar.
Yeah,
so that one also is a test. That is a challenge. Just is a test of faith. So zingine is a man of God is anointed, but Mungu anakuambia, come, you be part of us. You know something, that one is also a test.
Yeah,
you have to know it is a test because number one, you have to pray for God's direction. There are meetings that have been called. I cancel. Nawambia, no, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
That one is another test. Yeah, there are so many.
Yeah, the look of things. Hey, unakapitia. Unakapitia, kukapitia. Yeah,
thank God,
sana, sister.
I have several incidences, but there is this one I can remember. There is a time nilikuwa nimesomea certain paper in school. Nimesema nimeiva, I'm not confident to approach that exam room. Nifanye hiyo paper. Kufika exam room, kufunga page one.
South.
Page two. Akuna page three. Aye, nikasema aki hapa Mungu. And for sure, I've done my part. Nilikuwa nimesoma kabisa, kabisa, kabisa. Ana menishtua tu sahi niulize, nikekuambia.
Lesson
in 9. Naona vitu kabisa zimachi na zenye zimekuja. Nikasema, Mungu.
Ukoshua kwenda unit ingine.
Hakuna, it was that. Mkoza vile niliharakisha kufunga hiyo paper. Sasa. Nikaona, nikaambia Mungu aki hapa, for sure I done my part. Hata we Mungu umeona nilisoma, na nikafanya kila kitu. Kani kuamka asubuhi nilikuwa naamka, kani kulala late nilikuwa nalala, lakini hizi zenye zimekuja sijui. Na mimi nikaandika tu vitu zangu, nikaambia Mungu, Mungu mimi nimecheza kama mimi, we cheza kama wewe. Sasa nikafanya, nikitoka hiyo example nilikuwa sure, hakuna kitu nimeandika. nikasema acha tu mtulie. Sasa hiyo unatoka exam room unasikia watu wako na sasa hiyo question one umeiona aje? Ilikuwa
hiyo.
Sasa hiyo wewe hata umeandika vitu zenye si hizo. Ai, nikasema siwezi jipea stress. Acha tu ningoje results zitoke. Na results zinakaa at least 4 months hapo ndio results zitoke. So na imagine uko 4 months anxious. Unashangaa tu 4 months. Siku zinaenda pole pole. But at long last hizo size of 4 months zote nilikuwa naomba. But at long last vile exams zikakuja nikapata nimepass hiyo paper. I was very happy, extremely happy. And kashukuru Mungu.
Mm. Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing.
I believed.
Yeah. Lakini next time some of the right unit.
For me, my test goes where nilikuwa natafuta job. So these people are always online, they tell you sijio lipa pesa ndio upate job. So I didn't pay kwa kwanza. Then there is another job also came in. So tukaambiwa twende tao, nikaenda. So we went in a hall, napata kuna watu wengi. So we wondered how. Mbona wamesema kuna interview na napata kuna watu wengi. So they tell you pay some money, like 3,000 or 4,000, upewe some goods, uende uuze. Me wondered sasa hizi nitaenda kuuza wapi? Na ati unauza moja at 2,000, another one 2,500. Hey, so hiyo time nikaenda huko nikaambiwa hivyo, but I didn't pay. Nikaambia I don't have money, so nikarudi tu, but I keep on praying, nikangojea kazi. There is always grace in waiting. Yeah, lazima uombe kabisa. And that's nimepata job, so nashukuru Mungu.
This is encouraging, because kuna mtu mahali pia anafanya online marketing. Rita, you want to hear from you?
I can say that my brother here said that when you claim that you believe, you trust in God, there is where there's a test of faith. I remember that is when I just claimed that upon your contract ikaisha, nyumba nikafungiwa. So it was like, God, what do you want with me? Why is everything like going upside and down? But who is God? Because when God wants to lift you, you must first decrease. Lazima kurudisha chini, then da kwa lift. So it has been a test of faith. I'm still trusting God. He never fails, by the way. He's so faithful. It is upon us to hold on that faith, and He will do us what He has promised to do for us.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you
so
much.
In the book of James, it says, James chapter 1 verse 6, but ask and also believe. Let us not behave like sea wave. You have doubts, na doubty. Let us believe in God.
That's true. Everything you said, I really agree with them, because the moment una profess faith yako was the moment that shetani anakujanga na shanga, mbona huyu ametoka kwa kingdom yangu, anafaa kwa kingdom yangu. So that's the moment then utaona faith yako inakuwa tested. But it's amazing that we have guys who really stood the test, and siku moja I believe we say kwamba we tested. I mean, Paul alisema jeki, I've put the fight, I've finished the race, and I've kept the faith. That should be our prayer, that mwisho, that's what we'll say. And so najua time inakimbia huku, time inakimbianga, tumeanza tu sahi ndio tunafaa kumaliza. So surprising. So tukimaliza, I understand, just like you said, ninyi mmepitia struggles, and there are people out there who are struggling, or maybe they are young believers, like you said, passive ministers. They are passive ministers huko nje. They are struggling with faith, they are struggling with this thing, because it's not easy. Just one or two or three or four or five words for them. How can you advise those guys who are struggling with their faith, their young believers on a struggle? Unaweza wa encourage aje?
Okay, one word that I can tell them, according to Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible says, is it Hebrews? Yeah, the Bible says that we are surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses.
Mm.
So if these people they overcame, if us we overcame and we will still overcome, even them. We are not special. We serve one God, one Spirit. The moment we believe, we just know that the test is there, but it is not there to finish us. So let them just keep on the good faith. Let them just run the race, endure the hardship, and at long last, we will overcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We are told that if you understood the test, you won't backslide. So let us always keep our faith in God and also be prayerful, because for things to work, you have to believe in God and pray. That's all.
Sister Naburi.
Okay. According to me, I can say that everyone has their own fair share of temptation, tests. Sasa kila mtu tu ako na shida zake. There's no one who is perfect. Just hold on to that faith and read the word of God, because it's the only solution to every problem that you're facing.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Sister.
What I can say is that in the book of 1 Corinthians, it says that you cannot be tempted beyond
what you can handle.
What you can handle. Also, I can refer to the book of Jeremiah, where it says that cursed is the man who puts his trust in a man. And the opportunity in Asema, blessed is the man who puts his trust in God. So what I can encourage people is that hold on in faith and believe this God that we serve is a living God. He can do what a man cannot do. He's not a man. To understand him, we cannot understand him by the way. Only the Spirit can understand him. The same way the Spirit can understand us. Our Spirit can understand us. So let us hold in faith and believe in God and trust in him that everything is possible.
Amen, amen, amen. It's very hard to add on the things that you say, because I feel like I'm going to get kila kitu. And thank you so much for accepting to be here, our guest. We are very grateful to have you. Welcome back again and again and again and again and again. And kwanza kuna topic fulani inaitwa dating. We'll be talking about it in a few weeks. We pray that it's kose kukuja. We'll be very grateful to have you. And we are very grateful to have also you, Lovin, on the Enna. Thank you for being part of this podcast. It's amazing. Because there are youths out there when you want to kusikia how their fellows, they are tackling life, how they are going through life, and how they are maneuvering through the problems that, because youths to not younger, the same problems. The things that we are going through is the same as you as it was pass through. So when we share out how we manage, it can be very, very encouraging to our peers who are going through the same things. So thank you so much for being here with us. This is the Christian Army Podcast, and as always, you can catch us this and every Thursday, Christian Army Podcast, Agape Restoration Center, all our social media platforms, and we are very grateful to have you as our audiences. Stay tuned this and every Thursday. Mungu wabariki sana.